This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Should I go right? Should I go left? Damn it. How do I get in that little girl's toilet?
Oh, my.
I'm gay.
My son is an idiot.
What is the Colorado Rockies?
Feels great, baby.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
He did it. He did a lot of it.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. Do you know what the solution to that is? Touch our penises more.
You can feel it kind of harden, and then you just yank.
Hey, it's your window, Daddy. Yeah, here we go. Back door cover.
The back door is wide open, Portland. Walk on in.
What were they down, 23?
Yeah.
Now only down 9.
3 minutes left. They're down by 9. The problem that I have here is the Celtics haven't pulled any starters because there's no one to pull.
They don't have any bench players. Now you're fine. The Celtics are coasting at this point.
It's going to be like at 9, and I swear to God, Peyton Pritchard is going to hit like a 38-footer at the buzzer just to screw me over.
He just went over 40 for the night.
This is why gambling is great.
Yeah, it's fun.
I got a Sawbuck on this guy at $10, which whatever. But the bottom line is I would care not one iota about this. But you put a simple 10 spot down on this thing, and all of a sudden you're sweating out these final 3 minutes.
Now here's the question.
Yeah.
Let's say I have $3,000 on this game.
Oh, boy. Your flyer are greater than mine. Yeah.
But let's say.
Yeah, let's say.
Would you root for me? And I have Boston. Remember, I have Boston. You have Portland.
And I got, I would.
You have $10
on it. I would 100%.
I mean, you got to root for me, right?
It wouldn't even be close.
Okay.
I would have.
Now, where's the, what's the number, like, what's the level?
Like if you had $100 on it, I would still be pulling for you.
Oh, that's you should be pulling for me.
$100 versus my $10. In fact, I'll go a step further. If it was $100, if you had $100 plus, let's say you got a couple hundred, you got 300 on it. I think I would more. I would have changed it. I would have hedged just so I could root for. We could root together.
Aw, that's cute.
Yeah. You know, if you had 20 bucks on it, be like, screw you. I want my 10. But you get up where you got 10 times the amount that I bet. Come on.
Let's roll together.
Let's roll together. Yeah. It's. I don't care what anyone says. This is my beer theory. A wiser man than me once said, and if you disagree with this, you're an a-hole, and I feel bad for you. It is a better time to have six people with one beer than one guy with six.
Right.
And if you don't feel that way, I just, you're, it's pathetic.
Right.
So that's my thing. If we're gambling, I don't want to gamble against you.
It's more fun to have a team bet.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's more fun.
Like if we're sitting in the sports book in Vegas.
Yes.
And the game is on.
We don't want to be on opposite sides.
We want to all be on the same side.
Yeah. Yes. We'll do it sometimes. The end of the year, my buddy that retired, because he doesn't have anything else to do, he'll go up to A&A a lot on Sunday because what else is he doing? And he'll sit there and a group of these degenerates from his golf club, they all get together and they live bet the NFL. And it's a pack mentality. Very rarely will you get someone that goes against the group. There's usually about five or six of us that go up there and we talk each other into bets all the time. Like I'll walk in and they're like, hey, what do you like? And I'll, you know, like, hey, someone will give you a reason of what you like. Next thing you know, four of you are walking up to the kiosk there.
I like that handicap. I'm going to tail.
Yeah. We're like, we're together. And it's just, it's such a better time. And it's like, nah, man, if we're going down, we're going down together. It's the band of brothers. It's a way better way to go about it. Don't be that contrarian D-bag that goes against all your buddies, because even if you win, you look across the table and it still kind of sucks because all your buddies lost.
Yeah, you don't feel good about that.
No. No.
Now, if you guys are all on a game and I don't like it, I'm just going to sit it out.
Yeah, you just don't touch it.
Like, I like money.
Yeah, you don't let it go. Well, you
I do let it
do
go.
Let it go. Yeah.
I do that.
Yeah. Again, it's the six beers. You got six beers. Don't hoard them. Share them.
Right.
Share them with the others. Because if you keep all six beers, you don't like to have a good time. You've got a drinking problem. And that's no fun.
Well, Jason.
Not that six beers means you have a drinking problem. Just state that for the record.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys are like, what? Six?
Hold on, record scratch.
Yeah. hey, ooh. My Friday night doesn't start till at least we've had six. I'm just, you know, it's if there's only six, you can't hoard them all. Share.
Well, we know you like to pee in the shower.
Oh, I do not believe that there is ever a shower that goes by where I don't pee.
Every shower
I believe
pee?
That is 100% pee rate.
Okay.
Why? I mean, yeah, because the water starts hitting you.
Yeah, the water's like a physical trigger.
Yeah, I pee.
You always have to pee in the shower?
100%.
I don't know about always, but I would say most of the time.
I think, I'll even go a step further. There are times where I turn off the water, and I'm getting ready to get out of the shower, and I'm like, and I'll stop. The shower's not even going, and I'll just pee in the drain.
I have not done that.
Really?
Yeah.
Without flushing it down there with water?
Well, no. Once you're done peeing, then you turn the water and you do a little flush. But yeah, because the shower makes me, I think at this point, I'm just conditioned.
I like that you get to the end and you're like, wait, I haven't whizzed yet. Yeah. I need to do this.
Yeah.
Or and then rather than turn to the left and put it in the toilet, I just turn right back to the right and put in the shower.
And it is interesting because my toilet, like most toilets, it is like I could open the shower door.
Yeah.
And pee in the toilet.
Me too.
But why would I do that when I can go no handsies and I'm in the shower?
There's really no difference, is there? I mean,
no.
it's just urine.
Yeah.
And it's going down a drain.
Yes.
It's all going to the same place, is it not?
Yeah. I can't imagine it goes. Yeah.
Well, actually, it's not all going to the same place. Two different pipes, right?
I don't think so.
Water versus sewer?
I think it's all the same thing. Water and sewer is the same thing, and there's a treatment. Yeah. And pee's sterile anyways. Look, it's not like that shower water is someone's going to drink it. It's obviously going to be filtered and clean. Pee's sterile anyways. Doesn't cause diseases to pee in my shower. Yeah, dude, why wouldn't I pee? And now there's just never a shower where I don't pee. I just can't remember the last time it didn't happen.
Well, what percentage of Americans do you think pee in the shower on a regular basis?
I hope that number's great.
This is new research.
But I may be...
Daily. Okay, so daily? Regular basis, this says daily.
by the way.
And then there's another number for a few times a week.
The lead is 8.
Yeah.
The back door, wide open.
It's going to be right on the number.
118 left, wide open.
Oh, only a minute 18?
Minute 18.
Oh, you should be good.
I'm one Peyton Pritchard away from cursing on this program. I got to believe that this is, well, but it's females. I don't think females are shower peers.
Well, I don't.
Is this females or males, no, or is, well, this just males?
This is. It says a survey of 2,000 general population Americans.
See, this is going to screw me over. I don't think females are shower peers.
Well, no, because they're, you know, they've got different mechanics.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I mean,
they can't just dangle it out there.
Well, I mean, you can still just kind of do it.
You can squat.
You can squat. I don't think that they're, I just don't think they're shower peers. So I'm guessing, by the way, past plumber, it all goes down the same drain outside of the gutter downspouts and road drains.
Oh, okay.
So you're fine.
Okay.
I think this is a 75 to 80% male pee, and I think this is like a 15% female pee. So we'll smush those together. I'm going to say like 45 to 50%.
Wow. Daily?
Yeah.
12%.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a filthy bastard.
Yeah. That's 12, it? Yeah. 12%.
That's 50% stupid.
And then 12%, another 12%, tinkle in their sprinkle. A few times a week, it says here. So I do have the gender breakdown. Men, 30% pee in the shower regularly. 20% of women, according to this survey.
Only 10% more? That.
Yeah. Millennials.
Do you pee? I got two dudes here. Are you guys shower peers?
Not regularly, no.
No?
I have.
I regularly, but I don't know that it's like an all the time thing.
Yeah, I have, but...
Is that like an embarrassed... Are people embarrassed to say that they do? It's like peeing in the sink.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that.
I think more people pee in the shower than in the sink.
Remember, there was that one guy that texted in a while back, and he was like... He was trying to claim that peeing in the sink is like...
Is
like,
normal.
Is normal, yeah. And I was like, I don't think that's
normal. Now, do more people pee in the shower or pee in the pool?
Shower.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm peeing in the pool, too.
Yeah. Really? See, I don't pee in the pool.
Really?
No,
I'm a pee pooler.
I don't like playing it, but I'm not getting out to do that.
Exactly. And let's be honest, most of the time I'm in a pool, you know what I'm doing while I'm in the pool?
Drinking.
I'm drinking. So if you've seen me in the pool and I'm four drinks in and you haven't seen me leave the pool, guess what? You're knee deep in my business. That's just, I just assume that everyone else is peeing too. I just kind of always like that's what you do. By the way, this thing is white knuckle thin at this point. 30 seconds left. Celtics up by 8, and they just called the full timeout because the Blazers were putting on the trap on them. So this possession right here, this is it. Because Boston's not going to get the ball again basically after this and score. So this is it.
Comes down to this.
Oh.
Those odds makers are damn good, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to know what the percentage of pool peers versus shower peers are. I can't believe only 30% of men pee in the shower.
That surprises me. I think it's stunning that
regularly.
It's not 50%.
Regularly.
Yeah.
It says 45% of Americans pee in the shower throughout the course of the average year. More like me.
What was that again?
45%.
45. I still...
Throughout the course of the year, though, that's one time. I would think everyone does one time once a year.
I don't do it very often, I'll tell you that.
More than once a year.
Someone's saying 30% of men. I think that means 70% are lying. I would have thought that number was going to be higher. But when you do something and it becomes second nature to you, you just assume that everyone does it.
Correct.
And that's...
And it is not second nature to me.
Yeah.
At all. So, you're right. I'm trying to think of something I do that's second nature that would...
That you just
other
assume,
people would be like,
you assume
what
that
the
everyone
hell?
Does. I just... When you are in the shower, does the water make you, does it make you go pee? Because it is like a trigger for me.
No. No.
No?
No. No.
And I don't, like, and this goes back to, like, when I played sports, we all peed. I mean, because there you're taking group showers.
That's peeing all over each other.
That's a big miss for Derek White. He launched a three and missed. Now Portland's got it. Oh, blimey. By the way, yes, we did pee on each other. It was hilarious, and that was a very, very common practice. especially you had to be careful when you're washing your face. When you're washing your face, that's you're primed to get peed on. You got to be real careful when you're showering next to someone and you've got soap in the face. You got to keep an eye on your kneecaps because there's a good chance someone's going to try to blow one out. But yeah, like guys just peed. So and so now I just assume that the water flowing over you just made everyone kind of have to pee.
It's not that common, Jace.
Oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard.
Only 12% of people do or men do it regularly.
Wow. Someone said, I pee in the shower every time, but peeing in the pool is disgusting.
And then this person here says, 36-year-old man here, probably haven't peed in the shower since middle school.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of guys do it. Mm. Not that they haven't done it. Or not that it... Like, I don't think people are grossed out by it.
Yeah.
It's just not something we do.
What about peeing in the river or the ocean? A little better?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're swimming in the Willamette,
yeah. Why peeing. Not?
But the pool, no.
The pool a little less so.
Yeah.
For me anyway.
But you will pee in the pool, it's just not a regular occurrence.
I won't pee in the pool.
You won't pee in the pool.
No, I'll get out and go to the bathroom like an adult. But
no, I'm a toddler.
Let's learn about the Tooth Fairy Index next on The Fan. Now to Tooth Fairy News here on The Fan. We were just talking about this. While you were away, it was Tooth Fairy Day.
Yeah.
And I was asking Buck how much he gives the kids how much the Tooth Fairy gives the kids.
We're not quite there yet, so we didn't know.
I think it's like fiver now for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume it's probably, you know, $5.
I want to say because it's been a long time since I've had to dole out the cash, but I want to say we were a $5 at the end. I think I started out with my oldest, and I think she was pissed about the inflation. I think it was $1 back in the day, and then I think it became $2. And then for a while it went $5, and let's be honest, at the end it just kind of turned into whatever sort of cash I had laying around. Like, oh, I got 3 singles, here you go. Maybe a $2 after a Diablo trip.
Since 1998, Delta Dental has annually conducted the original Tooth Fairy poll.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fun way to gauge how generous the Tooth Fairy has been over the years.
She is a stingy bitch.
So it collects Tooth Fairy average giving and compares it to the stock market to show the value of a lost tooth related to the U.S. economy.
I like where we're going with this. Talk to me.
Well, you'd have to see the...
The chart?
The chart. But if you go all the way back to 1998, the green Tooth Fairy average line starts at like $1.75. And it peaked just over $6 a couple of years ago.
Mm.
It has now dipped to $5. And if you look at that compared to the purple S&P 500 line, it has pretty much mirrored it. Although the S&P has yet to dip.
Yeah.
So basically what we're learning here is that...
We're getting ready.
Buckle up.
Yeah. The Tooth Fairy is the canary in the cave of the financial markets. Do tariffs. Can I slap a tariff?
On the Tooth Fairy?
On the Tooth Fairy.
Where's she from?
That's a good question.
Where would the Tooth Fairy be from?
Maybe Neverland?
I mean, where's Santa from? Where's the Easter Bunny from? They're from everywhere and nowhere.
Wait a minute. You jackass.
Yeah, idiot. Who doesn't know that?
Are you that dumb?
Okay, I didn't think we were talking geographically. I thought you meant of like what... I know where he lives, but is he like what, of Eskimo descent, Santa
I believe
Claus?
Santa is of Scandinavian descent. Or is he German?
He's black.
That's a... That's a European sort of thing.
Black, please. Thank you.
St. Nicholas. Yeah, I think that might be a Bavarian sort of thing in there. Maybe Austrian, if you will. Thinking like some Bavarian milkers. That's Mrs. Claus.
I feel like the Tooth Fairy has a British accent.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think of Tooth Fairy as
Mary
like,
Poppins?
I think of her as Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the little fairy.
Just associate fairy with Tinkerbell, and there you have it.
Although I'd like it if the Tooth Fairy did have a Mary Poppins sort of vibe. But can we also talk about that back in the day, Mary Poppins was kind of had it going on?
What do you mean, kind of?
I wanted to party.
Dude, you're talking to the Mary Poppins P1.
That is true, yeah. Julie Andrews.
Who do you think you're talking to? Dame Julie Andrews is a treasure. And I'll hear
no
Dame Julie Andrews slander.
Can you sexy up Mary Poppins? That British accent?
Slutty Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Go Ducks.
Never thought about it.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it.
Because they did a remake with, I love her. Krasinski's wife.
Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt. And let me tell you, phenomenal. But I would, you know, I was like, hey, about we lose a button or two there. Show some Poppins cleavage.
Some side boobs, some under boobs.
Yeah, a little something, something there. Someone saying Tooth Fairy is from New Zealand?
Take off your shirt and throw me.
I don't know where the old Tooth Fairy comes from.
Well, wherever she flies in from.
Is it a Tooth Fairy organization?
She's giving out about an average of $5 right now.
Now, I don't know.
Down from six.
This is somewhat related, but about a week ago, oh, apparently this is, yeah, it looks like, I just looked up, the origin of the Tooth Fairy can be traced back to ancient folklore, but the exact origins are disputed. The Norse claimer, the Europeans in general, the French. So, yeah.
So
like,
pretty much everyone?
Pretty much everyone. But it is they're all European, because all that stuff, America, I mean, we weren't a thing back then, so.
Right. Yeah, yeah, she's definitely not American.
Yes. But in Norse mythology, they have a thing called Tanfi, which translates to tooth fee. It is believed that parents would give their children a small fee for when they lost their first tooth. And that goes back to the Viking days. So medieval Europe, teeth had magical power. Some believe that witches could use them for spells. So parents would bury or burn their children's lost teeth to protect them. But that's not pain. And then in the 1700s, the French, there was a fairy tale called The Little Mouse, in which a mouse takes the child's lost tooth and leaves a coin in its place. Mm. So it sounds like, according to AI here, that the Norse or the French are the first to kind of grab that, because the American fairy tale did not happen until 1908. So French or the Vikings.
And then the Americans, we gave kids money for teetsies?
Yeah. 1908, an article in the Chicago Daily Tribune suggested that parents tell their children about a fairy who exchanges teeth for money. So that the first one to pop in America was the 1908.
So the stupid Chicago newspaper?
Chicago newspaper, yeah. They thought it would be a whimsical sort of thing.
And it just catches on just like that, huh?
Yes. And then and then it really blossomed in the 50s. Disney had a tooth fairy that was often featured in cartoons and films. So there you go. There's a brief history.
The history of the tooth fairy.
This was like a week ago. It was before I went down to spring training. My daughter is trying to get her citizenship in Korea. So I needed to find her mother's papers, the Korean birth certificate and all that stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. So I had no idea where any of that stuff is. And yeah. So you know where you have to go when you can't find stuff.
You got to go to the
tooth fairy.
You go to the attic.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
That's not what I was.
Well, my wife's things, my late wife's, a lot of that stuff is just in boxes and it's in the attic. So I head to the attic and I'm digging through old boxes. And I have no idea where these things could possibly be. I know they're there. I know her adoption papers are there. I've seen that stuff. But that was 15 years ago. So I'm having to go box to box to box. And I found a bunch of old letters and I found little kids projects and a bunch of random crap. And you know what I found an S-ton of? And I have no idea what to do with them.
Teeth.
Teeth. I found an entire, like, you know, like an Altoid tin box?
Yeah.
I found an entire one of those.
She kept them all.
Full of teeth.
Yeah, I think
I've got like 50 kid teeth.
I don't know what you do with them. Dude, come on.
You just chuck
at the kids' heads.
I'm telling you what, it was a little, and some of them had like dried blood on them and stuff. And
I know.
It's a little unsettling to open a tin full of teeth.
Yeah, you don't need that.
No. But I felt weird. I'm like, Jesus. I'm like, that's. I put them back in the tin and sealed them. I'm like, oh, these are staying in the attic.
Oh, that's a problem for future you.
It's a problem for like when I die and my kids clean out the attic and they can decide what to do with their damn teeth. I also thought it was weird that we didn't separate. And by we, I mean her. We didn't separate. It's all just one big pile of teeth.
Yes, yeah, so you don't know whose teeth are whose.
No. But I believe she can. I swear to God, every tooth has to be. I mean, it is a pile of teeth. It creeped out the BTJ. She's like, ugh. I was like, oh. She goes, you kept those? I'm like, I didn't keep
what
crap.
Else? Did she have hair in there, too?
Yeah,
we did have. Locks of hair?
Yeah, we did have the baby hair. And those were, like, taped down. which again, I found some dog hair in there too. When the you know when the dog passes, like they do. Yeah. Did you have your dogs cremated?
Mm-hmm.
So they do a little dog print or whatever, and they apparently they shave like part of your dog, and they put a little packet of dog hair that was in there too. There's dead dog hair up there. Basically, I've got a crime scene. I've got a serial killer thing happening in my attic. I got dead dog hair. I got a bunch of weird kid teeth. It's very strange.
Maybe your wife killed a bunch of people.
I don't know. Yeah, are those even my kids' teeth? Or is she just randomly collecting
teeth? No, they're trophies from other kills.
Really freaky.
Well, we've got some youngs who got dismembered in Mexico. I got to tell you about that.
Yeah.
Coming up next.
Here's a fun, happy little...
It'll be exciting.
Beautiful little segue.
Here's Buck.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've got gruesome Mexico news.
Sounds fun. We'll get more Mexican fear-mongering.
Well,
are we going to get Canadian fear-mongering now from people?
Well,
we love to fear-monger Mexico. Are we doing that now north of the border?
Well, Trump is starting that. He did. He started that today.
Did he?
Well, yeah. He was talking to the Canadian Trudeau guy.
Yeah.
About the tariff thing.
So now we're going to get
and
murdered?
And he just lumped... Well, no, he said, a lot of drugs coming in through the borders, your border, Mexico border, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole... I mean, we don't need to get the whole thing, but He was kind of making it sound like it's the same.
I'm just waiting for the day because I love going to Mexico and I love going to Canada. And every time I go to Mexico, I have to hear, oh, you're gonna get killed. Now I'm waiting for when I go to Vancouver. Oh, probably going to die.
Yeah, I know how you feel about these stories. But I got to tell you, the reason they are, and this one I'll tell you in a second, but the reason they keep the fear-mongering going mm-hmm. is because they oftentimes do seem quite random.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Sure. And so all it takes is one or two just total random people to get beheaded.
Sure.
And now we're freaking out.
I mean, it's like plane crashes a little bit, right? Like one happens and everyone's like, I'm afraid to fly. Well, the percentages of it being you are tiny, but the fact it can happen freaks people out.
Well, I say this all the time. Like, if I'm going down to Mexico City for a concert, and the number of people that, you're going to die. And I would make the argument, if I said I was going to a White Sox game, couldn't you say the same thing? Because I don't know if you've seen that side of Chicago. That's where my daughter went to school. And you do not want to be in that part of Chicago at night. You're going to catch a stray. Like, bad things. Any city. You know, but we love to fear-monger Mexico like nobody's business. And yes, there's parts of it that are scary. But, you know, I've been going down there for 20 years.
So maybe not here. It depends on where you go.
Exactly. And even when you are in certain cities, you know there's places down there that you really shouldn't go.
The bodies of 9 students who went missing on vacation in southern Mexico last month have been found dismembered.
Yeah, it's not good.
By the side of a highway.
That's not good.
With a bag of hands nearby.
Oh! Wait, are they their hands or are they other hands?
Their hands.
I was going to say, which is more disturbing, their hands, or if they're like, I don't know where these hands came from.
It's just other hands that belong to other dead bodies.
Do you have to match the hands? Do you have to? I mean,
yeah, I think you probably got
to
find
out. They're all
dead. I think you got to find out whose hands those are, because you either have 9 dead bodies or you have 18 dead bodies.
Probably also used for identifying. Yeah, you got to imagine.
So are they just in the morgue, just tossing hands around? Oh, no, that's that guy.
They're playing a little puzzle game. Is that one matches?
Yeah,
that
one switch them around. I don't think that's this guy.
That's awful.
Yes, the gruesome remains were discovered in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle and underneath a blood-covered tarp in San Jose. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's on the border of the Mexican states of Puebla and Oaxaca.
Mm, ooh, Oaxaca is delightful.
Yeah, kind of scary, isn't it? 9 of them. 4 of the bodies were in the trunk. The other 5 corpses were under the tarp.
And they're saying these were just vacationing students?
Well, a bag with 8 pairs of hands was also found at the scene. 2 more hands left in the trunk. So that accounts for all the hands.
Yeah, it's all the hands. All hands on deck.
The bodies of the 4 women and 5 men, they were ages 19 to 30, all had bullet wounds and signs of torture.
Oh, boy.
The group was from Tlaxcala? I don't know
where that is.
They reported missing February 27th when they traveled to the beaches in Oaxaca for a vacation.
Oh, dude. The beaches of Oaxaca are some of the most beautiful in Mexico.
Yeah, dude.
That place, by the way, that is another Mexican state. So they were, it's just outside of Mexico City.
Oh, okay. So they were from Mexico.
So their kids from Mexico.
Their kids
vacationing in a different part of Mexico.
Suburban Mexico City, it looks like on the map, and they were up in Oaxaca.
What do you think about that? Now, do you think that they were into some nefarious
things?
That's
the only thing. And look, I don't want to shame. I mean, God, that's just brutal. That is absolutely brutal.
But?
Well, a lot of times, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it is just, you know, remember there was a number of years ago, there were some 2 brothers that were surfing. And they got robbed. And the brothers tried to fight back and the guys killed them and... They were from San Diego. So, I mean, that does happen. But a lot of times down there, they'll tell you, especially in places that aren't real bad, the cartels don't want to do this. They do not want to raise alarm bells. And the Mexican state doesn't want you killing tourists around tourist areas.
Sure.
So a lot of times when that happens, there is a sense of, were you doing something you shouldn't be doing that ran afoul of that? I don't know. But that's brutal. 9 of them? He said it's collaborating, and they're
they're not saying much. They're investigating,
and that's my other thing is when there's no details other than, but they're all, boy, they look real young,
19 to 30,
yeah,
ages. Ugh. Yeah, it's I don't know. It's like, that's why it's still a thing, is that you see that. Yeah. It's like, well, were they messing with the cartel, or were they just going about their business?
Yeah, you never know.
And you, like you said, Oaxaca is a great place.
Yeah, it really is. Like, we have a buddy of mine that goes to my jiu-jitsu gym, and he's from Mexico.
But it's also way down there, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't Oaxaca way down?
And he will not stop talking about that Oaxaca is, like, the nicest, the nicest place. Like, that's where Mexicans go to vacation. It's some of the most some of the just beautiful place on earth. And yet, you know, you got that. That's
Mexico.
That's
Mexico saw 30,000 murders in 2023, the most recent figure, making it the most violent year in the country's history.
Mm. No good. No good. That just breaks my heart. And I, you know, we'll see what details come out. But whether you were into something or not, I mean, no one deserves that. There's no, you know, there's no like, oh, well, you were where you shouldn't supposed to be. That's just freaking terrible.
Well, if it's like gang or cartel related, you wonder if one of the kids had a parent or a relative or someone that had a tie and someone sending a message. And
yeah, you never know.
Because we did read about that, right? They will find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cartels now.
Yeah.
They will stop random people.
Yeah.
Random youngs.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about
and
that.
And check their phone for people
that they know
are enemies of or whatever. And if they see any contact with them at all.
Known adversaries, essentially.
Yeah, they will kill the person.
So there is that element of were you on vacation and one of you was tied up in something and was carrying something and next thing you know. You know,
absolutely ruthless.
Yes.
Those MFers out there.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that is 100% true. And look, every time I travel down there, absolutely, I do. You're certainly more aware of it when you travel down there. And Oaxaca is, I mean, it is down there. I mean, you are southern Mexico at that point. I don't know. That's just, I hate that. I hate it for them. And then again, this, like you said, maybe it's justified, but the fear mongering then continues to be justified in a lot of people's eyes. And I just, that hurts.
They have fun down there, though.
Well, some of the people down there are the nicest people you will ever encounter.
I've heard
great
things about Mexico City.
And this is, Mexico City was incredible. But to your point, right? So me and my buddy were down in Mexico City, went down there for a concert. And everyone's like, oh, Mexico City, you're going to die. Dude, our hotel, there was a Bentley dealership across the street from it. Mexico City is a nicer, cleaner, and more opulent city than most that I've been to in the United States. There is a lot of money in Mexico City.
And you had a delightful night at Chili's.
That is true. And their Chili's stay open until like 3 in the morning. Although, can we point out no queso dip at the Mexico City Chili's? What am I even doing? Like, I'm drunk and wanting queso dip.
You deserve that.
At like 2 in the morning, where is my queso? So we were driving because the F1 stadium is where the concert was. So we were going out there, and as we were going through, you could tell we were going through a part of the city that was a little like, whoa, this doesn't look like where we were staying. So we asked the hotel driver, we're like, hey, what's the deal here? And he's like, oh. And so he starts telling us about it, and he's like, do you guys want to go there? And we were like, I don't know. And we asked the guy, we're like, is that, and he just looks and he kind of shrugged his shoulders and he goes, I wouldn't. And I'm like, you wouldn't, like, you wouldn't drop us or you wouldn't go. He goes, no, I wouldn't go. And we're like, gotcha. And like, that's the thing, you know, you don't go there. And then when we were going to see the ruins, we hired a little guide to drive us out there. And that's where you drive by the favelas, like outside of the city. And you get outside of the city. Oh, my God. And that's when the driver was like, okay, well, this is the other part of the city. And he goes, you don't go there for anything. And we're like, what? And he goes, that's all controlled.
Not even my drugs?
No. He just says, that is an entirely different animal. You do not go there under any circumstances. He said, do not take an Uber there. Do not let anyone tell you that you need to go to a restaurant there. He just looked right at us and said, you don't belong there. And we're like, you got it.
You got it.
But there might be some tourist down there that's like, screw you, you can't tell me where to go. And if you end up, if you're some two dumbass white guys that decide that you're going to go check out the rough neighborhoods of Mexico City, that's on you.
What if they didn't get the warning?
Well,
that you got.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they're doing.
Well, then again, there's a little bit on you. When you go to Mexico City, you better start digging around about where you should go.
Yeah. When you travel internationally, you cannot be totally naive. If you do, you own some of that.
The place that has the Bentley dealership, you're fine. The outskirts where all the buildings look like they're made of tin, maybe not.
Okay. Pro tip.
Yeah.
We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Matt.
Hey.
Matt.
Oh, Ovechkin just got one.
Yeah, he did.
I think we're eight away now, maybe. The great chase is on, the great eight. We're maybe nine left to get Gretzky. The once unthinkable. This would be arguably the biggest thing to happen in hockey in 30 years.
Bigger than TGL Tuesdays?
Slightly bigger than TGL
Plus,
Tuesdays.
Plus, we did just have the Four Nations face-off.
Who's he? Where's he from?
Russia.
Oh, he's the Russian.
He's a Putin guy, too.
Oh, is he?
Well, he's kept it quiet over the last
handful. He kind of can't be outwardly a Putin guy.
Oh, wait a minute. He's a Putin sympathizer.
So, aren't just rich people Putin guys? Like, how could you be just a regular citizen in Russia and be for Putin?
Well, Putin
unless
was
you're brainwashed.
Putin was a big sports guy. And so, like, before the whole invasion thing, Ovechkin would, you know, he partied with him and stuff. I don't think he had much of a choice back in those days. But since then, Ovechkin keeps it pretty quiet. But he's a great guy by all accounts. I'm pro Alexander Ovechkin. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess when LeBron broke, like, the scoring record, that was cool. But everyone knew that that was going to get broken. This is, this isn't even Bonds breaking Aaron. Because, again, people thought, oh, you could get that. This was maybe the Cal Ripken streak if someone got that. Like, this shouldn't be broken. Like, no one thought that this could be touched. And yet he is.
How old's that dude?
Ovechkin's like 38, 39.
Damn, really?
Yeah. And he's having a great year. And he doesn't really take care. He
looks 39. Like,
he looks like hell.
He looks like he parties.
Oh, he does.
He does.
He does. He kind of does the Shaq. He gets fat in the offseason. Just drinks and smokes. And yet here he is.
And he comes back rifling one-timers in the fall.
Yeah. He's got another 30 goals this year. I mean, he hasn't slowed. He is the LeBron James of hockey. He doesn't seem to age. And yet LeBron spends $1 million and takes care of himself. Ovi is just like... he's just like, I drink vodka. It's insane. Apparently vodka is the secret to eternal youth.
Well, you always read about that. You know, the old people that are like 117 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe not 117, but like 102.
I love those guys.
And they're like, what's the key to life? Vodka. Chocolate.
I just saw one of those the other day.
Bitches.
Dude was like 106 and his secret to life was eating chocolate and partying.
Yes.
Like, cool, man.
That's what I mean.
Love it.
They always say that.
Their genes are just better than the rest of everybody else.
I drink a Diet Coke every 10 minutes.
It works.
And we're like, what?
Yeah. Like, I can't relate to LeBron, but I can relate to Ovi. I can relate to, I like to have a good time.
Yeah, I'm a good hockey player, too.
And it's the off season.
All right.
Well, I'm not a good basketball player, so. It wasn't for that whole skating thing. Woo-hoo.
Wednesday show down.
I got Hamilton to go to tonight. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm taking you there.
Alexander
I'm your
Hamilton.
Uber. I expect tips.
We got to
especially after losing my Celtics bet.
Well, I push, so I'm not up anymore.
Well, I lost.
Half a point.
I'm going to see Hamilton next week.
That's what you get for getting a bad number.
Phenomenal show.
Never seen it before.
Oh, you'll absolutely love it. So it's here for the next, 10 days or whatever?
Something
week?
Like that.
So if you get a chance, go see Hamilton at the Keller. Phenomenal.
Screw you and your culture.
Wait for the guys like, George Washington isn't black.
I'm going to the strip club.
That's culture, too. It's our culture.
In my own way.
Hey.
Everybody have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow, 3 to 7, The Fan Night.
Time. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.